Bill is not here to read our scripture today, as he's done so well and eloquently, but when I mailed that out, Paul emailed me and said, would I like for him to read? And I emailed back as soon as I got it and said, you know, yes, I would love it. So Paul McComb is going to read the scripture for us. I love having people participate in the service.
Good morning, Church of Glenshaw Valley.
Good morning.
I looked at the scripture this time first before I sent the email back. I'm not making that mistake again. Then they came to Jericho, as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. A blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and said, call him. So they called to the blind man, cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you. Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. And the blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Go, said Jesus, your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Bless this reading.
Amen. Thank you, Paul. Wonderful. Hope you will do it again sometimes. Before I preach, just real quickly, I should have done this earlier, but it just hit me, you know how my brain works. Arlie so graciously gave us some, I know it embarrasses you, but I don't care, some ornaments and magnets, and I bought a set, and somebody said, well, is the magnet strong enough to hold on your refrigerator? Mine is. I put it to the test. It doesn't move. It stays very well, and they're beautiful, and when you look at the church, especially the magnet things, you can see the little cross on the front door. So they're being sold to help put some of the money back from the parking lot fund. So you can talk to Arlie or Mabe or someone. I don't know exactly where that is right now. But they're 20 a set, or you can break it down and buy one or the other. So if you'd like some, make great Christmas gifts. Or gifts for yourself. So they are very, very beautiful. And I'm going to buy some more for my family. I was tempted this morning to take some of the cards and bring some more of the 5x7 and have the ushers hand out those cards and write on the card one thing that you would like Jesus to do for you, because we all have something that we would like Jesus to do for us personally or for our family. It might be health, it might be finances, many things that we want. Now, please understand, I don't believe in using our communication with God like some type of heavenly vending machine. Like we just want to be wealthy or good looks or victory for our alma mater in football or basketball. Because if that worked, I promise you I would be a whole lot better looking than I am. I would have a lot more money and, you know, all those things. But all of us have needs, deep, legitimate needs in our lives. Perhaps some of us have a secret sin that we're struggling with. We started a tradition a couple of years ago where we take a little slip of paper and when we write on Ash Wednesday, we write a sin or several sins, and then we bring them up front and we light them on fire and we offer that as a sacrifice to God. And we had a little trouble this past year and I didn't put it out right and we about smoked everybody out. The sins were so bad. You know? Oh, the sins of Glenshaw Valley. Sometimes we don't want to confess our sins. We want to hold on to our hidden secret sins. And if we don't confess them, if we don't get rid of them, they come back to bite us. And we pay for the consequences of those sins. Maybe you're in need for a particular kind of healing, perhaps a physical healing. And physical healings are usually pretty easy to identify. talking about Barnabas this morning and just this last week, just as we're getting ready to take the photographs, I get this large knot on my eye, and I go to the doctor, and it's something like a sty or something. It's going to take a couple of weeks, I guess, to go away. Just odd how things like that happen. Then I have my eye test, and he tells me that I'm stage 2 for cataracts. I'm early for it, as some people later in life, and that's just the way it is. We get touched in our lives by bad health or things that don't make us too happy. And I was thinking about this as I'm preaching about Barnabas and how much sight means to us. Some diseases are easy to cure. Some are very difficult to cure. Some diseases around the world have no known cure. For some people, Jesus may be the last hope until another cure comes along or some way is found to heal these people. So you might write on that card, please heal me of my cancer, or please heal me of my failing heart. And Jesus hears those prayers. Sometimes a miracle does indeed occur and a cancer will go away. A heart will grow stronger. And we don't know why miracles happen the way that they do, or why someone is chosen and some seem to be passed over. But we do know that we look through a glass darkly in this life. Paul talks about that in 1 Corinthians. So it's kind of, life is muddied for us, almost like talking about cataracts. Light is not hitting my eyes the way that they used to. It's more difficult to read, to see things as clearly, to drive at night. And that's kind of how it is when we look at the reality of life. We look, we want to see clearly, but we don't see it as clearly as we want to. We don't understand. Maybe your request would be for someone you love, as we were talking about during the prayer request. You write on that card, Lord, my son is struggling right now to overcome an addiction, whatever that addiction might be, or my daughter's marriage is coming apart. The needs that people seem to have, it seems like they're endless. So many needs, and needs that we don't know about, and people don't want to talk about sometimes because they're embarrassed and don't want others to know because they think they're the only ones with the problems and other people's lives are somehow perfect. What would you want Jesus to do for you this morning or for someone that you love?